Recently, we covered the opening of the International Spy Museum's new exhibit on cybersecurity, Weapons of Mass Disruption, featuring an all-star panel of past and present feds who are experts in the cybersecurity arena. Here's the question I posed to Jim Lewis from the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and then Mike McConnell, the former director of National Intelligence.
Given the fact that Congress has to say yes to anything that's done in the executive branch on issues like cybersecurity, do our elected lawmakers up there understand what's at stake and what needs to be done in a meaningful way?
Please. You know, I call it the conversion experience, and I think Admiral McConnell is intimately okay. familiar with this. You can talk to congressmen before they've had the classified briefing, and it's like, why are you bothering me with this stuff? When you talk to them after they've had the classified briefing, what they say is it safe to do online banking? And it is safe to do online banking. I do online banking. But it also helps your congressman, you know, you meet with some Tibetan human rights activists, and gosh, somebody breaks into your office network and sits there and harvests your files. So what I hear from people on the Hill is I hear two things. First of all, a lot of interest. There's currently 18 bills on cybersecurity, right? That's amazing. Second, it's bipartisan. It's nonpartisan. Both parties agree this is a real national security problem. We've got to do something about it. And so when you see Senator Rockefeller and Senator Snow or Senator Lieberman and Senator Collins, a real bipartisan effort, and that's deeply encouraging. The second thing, though, is that we're not going to see any action this year, right? 2009, there are other things on the legislative agenda, like health care, that will just eat it up. But in 2010, I think we're going to see some progress on the Hill.
Okay. Mike?
Do they understand? Broadly, not yet, but increasingly members are learning about it, getting the briefings and so on. So we're on a positive trend, but we have an issue. The issue in our wonderful democracy is we are never proactive. If you think about things that have been created that we take for granted, Federal Reserve happened as a result of a banking crisis in 1913. Social Security happened as a result of depression in the Great Depression. So you can name lots of things that we benefit from, that we take a part of as our natural activity, but it was always reactive. So part of those of us that are sitting here in the panel, part of what we've attempted to do is to make this argument and make it publicly. Now, a reference was made a moment ago about the Bush administration had a plan, but it was top secret. Well, the reason for that is most of it, early days, was picked up as an attack capability, our ability to use cyber means to attack someone else, and that gets very classified very quickly. You have to go beyond that and take some risk and have a public discussion about our vulnerability, even if it means compromising some of your thinking about what we, the United States, could use in an attack scenario.
We also had the opportunity to pose the same question to Vivek Kundra, OMB's Federal Chief Information Officer, Anish Chopra, the President's Chief Technology Officer, and David McClure, the Associate Administrator with the Office of Citizen Services at GSA, on a panel on government and technology at the recent Excellence in Government Conference.
Could you tell us about the challenge that you have in trying to engage the Congress, which has oversight over agencies, which also has the power of the purse in terms of appropriating funds for these programs at the agency level, because I think all of the agency folks here in the room also have a challenge in terms of having the resources that they need to execute all these wonderful ideas. Thank you.
Sure. So we're actually working very closely with the Congress. If you look at what we did with the IT dashboard when we launched it, we worked very closely with the Hill. We worked very closely with the GAO and the IG community. But part of the problem we have is also looking at how we optimize the spend within the federal government. So you're absolutely right. When we think about some of the challenges, as I mentioned, horizontally is where you have the greatest ability to deliver on these platforms, whether they're around procurement systems. The challenge comes in terms of the specific bureaus and making sure that we're demonstrating compelling value to move towards a platform-centric environment rather than a vertical environment. And I think the challenge has been for far too long even as we've communicated with the Hill, a lot of the communications have basically been around just data centers and infrastructure.
And just as an FYI on that front, if you read the key pieces of legislation the president has been championing, whether it be on health reform, our work on energy, the work on higher education that is making its way through the House, every one of them have components of transparency and efficiency the way we're describing it as a core component of that legislation.
I just wanted to say it's a thorny area. We say the Congress. The question was, is the Congress, how are we engaging the Congress? The Congress is 535 individuals. It's not one single entity, so it's a real challenge for any administration, not just this one. But the secret is results. You know, both short-term, mid-term, and long-term. These guys were running for re-election as fast as they get elected. So we've got to perform. We've got to deliver. But we also have to stay on course.
That's David McClure, Associate Administrator with the Office of Citizen Services at GSA, preceded by Anish Chopra, the President's Chief Technology Officer, and before him, Vivek Kundra, OMB's Federal Chief Information Officer. They appeared on a panel on technology at the Excellence in Government Conference. Earlier, we heard from Jim Lewis from CSIS and former Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell appearing on a panel at the International Spy Museum. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.